Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Hey everyone, thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is episode number 20. I had put out last week a request to see if there was anyone out there whose loved one has passed away from COVID-19, if they wanted to do a special tribute or something of that nature. And unfortunately, I did not have anyone to leave any messages on the podcast webpage. But I know there are stories of families that have been impacted. So I want to take the liberty to be able to share a story or two around that that are out there on the internet. I pray that, in doing so, that it would shed more light on the severity of these of the COVID-19 and the protections that we need to put into place in order to keep ourselves safe. I know that there are people that I know who have been impacted by either a family member or a friend that has been impacted. And so I wanted to basically re-extend that offer to just really be able to shed some light on the fact that people are getting sick, but also they're recovering. And even though it may have, literally ravaged some families, and my heart goes out to them, they are still recovering. And so I wanted to give the update like I did last week for the state of Texas. I will tell you, the map is getting more filled in of cases reported. For a while, there was a higher concentration in the Houston, Dallas, and Lubbock area, but now it's kind of extending across San Antonio, Austin, and even over to El Paso. So that just lets us know that, these numbers are growing. And out of the 254 counties in the state of Texas, 219 of those are reporting, with Harris County, where I live, with the highest population of cases. And so in Harris County, there's currently 8,621 reported positive cases. In Dallas, 6,602. And Tarrant County is also inclusive of the Dallas area. There's 4,076. In Travis County, which is Austin, 2288. Behar County, which is San Antonio, 1976. Then you have El Paso with 1456 and Fort Bend with 1452. And Fort Bend County is right there within Harris, bumps up to Harris County. So for the state of Texas, There have been a total of 623,284 tests that have been done. Of those, 43,851 have tested positive. There are currently 18,000 active cases within the state, and 1,216 people have passed away, but 24,487 have recovered. So I definitely wanted to share that information as long as I continue to have access to it. I wanted to also, like I said, I wanted to highlight any families that had been impacted. And so, unfortunately, I didn't have anyone that listed or left a message on the podcast portal, but there are countless stories online. And so, you know, it's hitting us nationwide. I'm looking online now. There's different stories out of Ohio and Illinois and Wisconsin. And I just encourage you to be able to go out and look at these stories. You can be encouraged, and don't allow fear to, to grip you. But we do need to be very mindful of when we are going out. Please wear a nose and mouth covering. There's been recent data that shows it also can get in through your eye portals. So when you go out, wear gloves. And then when you remove those gloves, still wash your hands before you touch your mouth, your eyes, or your nose. And so, you know, we're in this phase of reopening right now. And, you know, I personally believe that it's still too soon as the states are reopening. People are going out. People are being careless. And so even just since Texas started to reopen in the Harris County area, well, in the state of Texas, there's been 1,465 new cases that were added just yesterday. And so then the day before that, it was another like 1,100. And the day before that, it was another 1,100. And so, you know, I want to share this information not to be an alarmist, but also to put things into context that, you know, prior to the testing, when Governor Abbott was really trying to open Texas back up, we had not even done enough tests. There's 28 million people in the state of Texas, and we've only done less than a million tests. We're far from a million tests. We're only at 623,000. And so just want to encourage you that if you have not been tested, you could be walking around as a carrier. For those of us, myself included, that have been exposed to it previously, I believe back October, November, I possibly had it. And so I believe I carry an antibody or some way to be able to fight it off. Limit your interactions with other people. I call my people my usual suspects. We kind of have maintained visiting with each other throughout this time, and everybody kind of has been very mindful of the precautions that are in place when they do have to go out, so that way we're not putting anyone at risk. I have underlying health conditions. My brother-in-law currently is going through radiation treatment. So there's a lot of different things out there, a lot of factors that you have to consider in reference to the people that you kind of interact with. And so, like I said, I call them my usual suspects. And we've all been, you know, maintaining our visiting, but also still even social distancing when we do. So one of the things that I talked about in the Wednesday call that I have with some ladies called COVID Confidential Conversations, I appreciate those ladies kind of coming on and being very candid about how they feel during this time. We talked about some self-care tips and how during this time you do need to love on yourself a little bit more, because, you know, without even trying, there's a level of anxiety around, you know, not wanting to catch it. If you do catch it, will you survive it? And then just the precautions and the limitations that it has caused us to experience. You can't go and do some of the things that you normally would have done. So we talked about just increasing your self-care right now, taking that hot bath, you know, playing some good music, you know, lighting some candles, just whatever you can do. Primarily getting some sleep and drinking some water were kind of the two top ones that we really talked about. And so I just wanted to continue to encourage you from that vein. And also, as usual, share a scripture verse with you. You know, still watching church on TV and really staying prayed up and, you know, asking for protection during this time for family and friends that still have to get out and move around in this. And so, you know, we feel like we are on lockdown. We feel like we are, quote unquote, in prison. And so I wanted to share with you from Philippians 1, verses 12 through 26, where Paul talks about that although he's in chains, it is still advancing the gospel. And so, you know, I just wanted to encourage you that although you may be, you know, under a stay-at-home order, you know, you have text, you have Zoom, you have all these different ways to continue to gather together and to glorify the name of God. So let me read this really quickly. It says, "Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rival, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me when I am in chains. But what does that matter? The important thing in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in this body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I don't know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. But it is also more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me." So that was Philippians 1, 12 through 26. And so, like I said, I just wanted to encourage you that even though we are, quote unquote, on lockdown, that this is the perfect opportunity to continue to glorify God and look at the things that you are going through and how God has continued to provide for you. I know for me, I was already working from home, and so my job personally had not been impacted. However, you know, we've got a lot of different meetings that we now have to go through. And so things are a lot more busy. The stress level is a little bit higher, but that's nothing in comparison to someone who may have lost their job. And so as I look around and I see that I still have income coming in, et cetera, and I see how the Lord is making provision, I have just been made a little uncomfortable by this, not being able to go to a restaurant and sit down or listen to a jazz concert or go to one of my favorite retail stores. Other than that, God has provided a hedge of protection around me, and I thank Him for that. And so, in addition to kind of the self-care and taking care of yourself kind of tips and suggestions that I made, also look with eyes of gratitude and how the Lord has provided for you. And so, again, I just wanted to encourage you. That particular scripture is called Can't Stop the Message. And that's what I encourage you to do, is to still let the message of Jesus Christ, even through this pandemic, be on your lips so that you can glorify Him. So that is all that I have for you guys. Like I said, we got a lot of different meetings that have just been popping up on my calendar. So I actually got to go, got to do the day job. But I just wanted to thank you again. I will attempt to do the COVID-19 special for next week. If no one leaves a message, I will do a better kind of summary of some stories out there in the community, whether it's the state of Texas or other states, just to keep people encouraged around the numbers. Even though the numbers are growing, there are more people recovering, which is the more positive perspective. So it's not a death sentence. If you were to catch it and your faith is in the right place and you believe and you do the things that you need to do, it's a high probability that you will recover. And so also, I'm going to leave you with, what are some things that you can be doing now that will lower your risk of catching, but also increase your risk of recovery? If you are overweight, you need to start walking and exercising and drinking more water and just those different things, because that's kind of where a lot of the deaths have occurred, where it's a 1-2 punch, where you already have an underlying medical condition going on. And of course, some of those things we can't control, but we can do our part to make our bodies more ready to be able to fight. So take your vitamins, drink your water, get some exercise. And until next week, I will talk to you guys again. Have a great rest of your day. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.